Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is a biggie. It's your boy Journey Ray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Mad Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the armor. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
No doubt, you already know what time it is. Getting it in for the fit-ins. Absolutely, it's the D-Hour. It's the boy D. Slate. Oh, yeah, it's popping tonight. The brothers is in the building. I said the brothers is in the building, the brothers of the D-Hour Show. And for good reason, trust me. And for good reason, because tonight we are going to be talking to the gorgeous actress, Miss Patrice Fisher, is going to be hanging out and talking with us tonight. Oh, yeah. We got some poetry for the D Poetry Spot tonight. Oh, yeah. I got my man Flip Tide. Woo! Brother got knowledge. Going to be dropping some poetry tonight. We also got the beautiful Miss Lakeisha Renee going to be in the D Poetry Spot tonight. Oh, yeah. So it's jumping off. So you better get ready for it. And as usual, you know, we on down. Thumping. Getting it in, as always. And, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. You know, we get it in, as always, on this lovely Tuesday. It's August 14th, 2012. Check your calendar. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Check with your next-door neighbor if you don't know. Now, look here. If you are a hip-hop artist, if you're an R&B artist, if you're a singer, and you like to get it in, and you like to have your music played on the show, you like to be interviewed on the D-Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. Yes, sometimes I have to spell it for the spelling. Some individuals, some brothers and sisters out there that, rather read a cereal box and get their diploma. I have to spell it for them sometimes. It get like that, though. It get like that. It's okay. It's all I do it. I help people out. Every now and then in the show, I might spell something just to help those individuals out. O-U-T. That's how I do it. So just understand that, all right? All right. Now, we got a great show tonight. Like I said, we got the beautiful Miss Patrice Fisher joining us in a little bit. We got my man Flipside. We got Lakeisha joining us for the Deep Poetry Spot tonight. So we're getting in. As I said, we got it popping tonight. I got the brothers in the building. My man CK is in the building.
What's going on, D-Slate?
You already know, CK. You already know. You know who we're talking to tonight. You already know the brothers is getting it in.
I know. I feel like it's Christmas Day for me, you know. I've been watching her for a while, so, you know, I'm like...
Oh yeah, it's the realness. I got my boy Leo in the building. Leo, what's good, bro?
Definitely, man. Going for a minute now. I'm back. So what's good with y'all?
You good, bro? You straight, man? You straight?
Yeah, it's been a little traumatic, you know, after the situation went down. So I'm getting myself together.
It's just a shame, man, that you know, cats got to get out like that. You know, cats can't afford their own cell phone, so they got to stick you up for one. But
exactly.
I got plenty of broken down Cricket phones. You ain't got to stick me up. You know what I'm saying? I got some phones, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not using, phones I didn't really care too much for. You ain't got to stick me up. You need a cell phone, just hit me up. I'll break you off.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had plenty of dummy phones laying around. They had to get me for my iPhone.
That's real, you know? My daughter got a couple of little prepaid dummy phones hanging around. I can give you one of them. You know, you just got to pay for the minutes. You got to buy the minutes, brother. Buy the minutes.
Yeah.
But I hook you up, no doubt.
I would have even stopped to the convenience store. Got them a couple of minutes on their phones if they needed it. You know.
I could have went to the gas station and got some Twizzlers, some Skittles, and you a cell phone. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Not a problem. I mean, we ain't got no problem with hooking you up with something like that. But you ain't got to resort to crime. You ain't got to resort to criminal activity just to get you a cell phone. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. But I'm just glad. We just glad my boy Leo was good. And, these cats, didn't decide to get stupid with it. But, you know, we just glad he's okay. That's why, you know, sometimes when I'm out and about, that's why sometimes I have to let Cat, even when Cat's just walking to ask me something, I got to kind of tell him, look, you know, you might not want to talk to me right now. I was a part of this government experiment. And, when I get angry, you know, I have to move to another city because once I get angry, I go on a slapping spree, you know, and I just start slapping the hell out of people. So I just let them know before they come up to me, hey, I've been in an experiment, you know, they did some crazy experiments on my hands. So when I get mad, I go on a slapping spree and I slap people's taste out their mouth. You know, people can't even taste food no more, you know. You know, when people eat, they can't taste nothing no more. You know, so, you know, I got to let them know up front, you know what I'm saying? Just relax, calm down, you know? Also, I got my boy Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. Kano, what's good, bro?
What's happening? Well, y'all know what it is. Mr. Money Plane in the building, rocking with the hottest show on Blog Talk, the D Hour Show, man. What's going on, fellas?
You already know.
Hey, I was a part of that experiment too, man. They worked on my feet though. I put my foot up in people's ass.
Hey, that's real, Kano. That's what I'm saying, man. You know, you gotta let them know every now and then, bro. You gotta let cats know because sometimes cats approach you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they're approaching you on. You know they may be asking you for some change. They may be asking you for directions. But you know we tend to be. Black folks, we tend to be a little cautious. We tend to be a little paranoid. You know what I'm saying? So cats walk up. What you need, man? What's going on? You know?
Yeah, you sometimes jumping up the perimeter, homie. You know?
I got
seven left shoes around here. You know, cause the right shoes are up people's ass.
That's real. But you know, sometimes we may be so bold. Where if somebody looking like they about to walk up to us, we'll walk up to them. Hey, yeah, what's going on, man? You look like you was about to walk up to me and ask me something. So I took the initiative. What the hell you want? You know, you walk up to them and you ask them what you want, man. You look like you was going to walk up to me and ask me something. And at that point, they too scared. Never mind, man. Never mind. This dude crazy. Never mind.
You got the wrong one.
Never mind, man. I won't go ask you nothing. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you know, real quick, guys, you know, we definitely gonna be talking about some stuff tonight. As everybody know, formerly Ocho Cinco, now back to Chad Johnson. I really don't know what that brother's problem is, but he was arrested on some domestic violence because there was a situation that happened with him and his wife, Evelyn Lozada. They were arguing, and for some reason, Chad was compelled to headbutt her. I don't know if he was watching too many Three Stooges episodes. I really don't know what was going on with that brother. But
I don't know, man.
He did headbutt her. You know,
I think Evelyn headbutted that nigga.
I don't know, man.
She has to get rowdy, man, on basketball-wise. She throwing bottles and shit, you know what I mean? So it really falls on her character more than Chad Ocho.
Yeah, I mean, I know she could be a spitfire, but I don't know what happened or what possessed Chad to headbutt her, but apparently,
I mean, he had to keep his head in the game. He's trying to keep his head in the game.
I guess so, man. I don't know what that brother was. I don't know if he was you know what I'm saying? If she said something about, you know, sometimes women can say some stuff too, man, that'll push a button. She might have said something. She could have said, you know, they could have been talking about, you know, he just got signed with the Miami Dolphins, and she could have just been like, you gonna go 0-12 like you did with the Patriots last season?
Making more money than you off of one season on basketball wise.
I'm ready, baby. The Dolphins just signed me. You know, I'm about to go to practice. We gonna get it in. You gonna get it in, huh? You gonna get some touchdowns this year, huh? Some touchdowns this season? You know, throw the ball to you? So, you know, she might have said something foul to him, man. He might have got mad and headbutted or something, but I don't really know what happened.
What do you think about that, though? I mean, you think that could have possibly been a situation where she thinking that she makes more money than him?
Yeah, I mean, it could have possibly been that. I mean, I'm not sure what the details was with Chad's contract, but it could have possibly been something like that, you know. But, I mean, it's all good. You know, I know, you know, like I said, I really don't know what possessed him to do that. But, you know, he got arrested for domestic violence, and it just went all downhill for the brother.
How long have they been married, man?
They haven't been married that long. They haven't been married that long.
About 14 days.
Exactly. You know, And, you know, with the whole situation, the Miami Dolphins let him go. They dropped him off the roster, you know, because of the situation. And now it just came in that allegedly Evelyn is getting ready to file for divorce. So it's not looking too good for the brother. And there was some more information, too, that came out about what happened with him as well in this whole situation. But I'm going to bring that news to you guys a little bit later. But for right now, we're gonna take a quick music break, and hopefully we can have our beautiful guest in the building, and we'll get a chance to get it in with her. But right now, it's your boy D Slate, the CKLEO, my man Kano the Pyro from HME in the building with us right now. We're getting ready to take a quick hit break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with the gorgeous Miss Patrice Fisher. It's the D Hour Show, the Tuesday Spot. We're going to start it off with my man Chris Styles with Fade Away right here on the Tuesday Spot.
Just fade away. keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Tuesday spot. Playing the hits. You already know how we do it, getting it in. That was my man Chris Styles with Fade Away right here. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it looks like our beautiful guest is in the building. Oh, yeah, she's in the building. I think it's about time for us to introduce our guest. Let me give you a little bit of information about her. Somewhere in Texas, a young bright-eyed girl was born on January 5th to an English mother and African-American father. She would grow up on two continents and eventually come to Hollywood seeking her fame. She had aspirations to sing that evolved into dancing and then became a regular in popular music videos. Eventually, the acting bug bit her hard. Her first principal audition for HBO on a project called Stranger Inside. She booked on the job, has been on an incredible journey ever since. She found her way into the cult classics How High and Troy's 3, The Escort, a brief stint on the WB's Charmed, and even landed her a trading card, which still sells on eBay to this day. But the reason and the role in which most of you know her for is Patience Jane, better known as Zane in Zane Sex Chronicles, the hit series on Cinemax. And she is still doing her thing and got many other incredible things coming up, which we will be talking to her about. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to the beautiful Miss Patrice Fisher.
Hello.
That's quite an
introduction.
Well, absolutely. You deserve it. You definitely deserve it. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say that I absolutely loved your character on Charmed. That was one of my favorite shows. So I definitely love seeing you on Charmed. You had a really great role in that. And I really hated to see you leaving on the show, but I really liked your performance on Charmed.
Yeah, that was actually one of my favorite shows for the longest time. I grew up watching that.
And then I got a chance to check out Zane Sex Chronicles, and I had heard about it. I had heard about it from a few friends of mine. I know some people were talking about the book, and then I heard about the show, and I said, okay, I'm going to have to check it out. It's a wonderful show. I love some of the storylines and then just some of the things that were going on. Just a really in-depth look on love and sex and relationships. So I think it was a really great show. I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed watching it, and all the things that I was told about it was absolutely true. Everybody kept telling me that it was a great show, and I agree. It's a fantastic show.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You're trying something new.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how did the whole idea for you to do this series come about?
I actually have been a Zane fan for a long time, so I saw a breakdown, a job posting for a character in a new series, and I emailed her to find out what the particulars were and how much involvement she would be with her own show. And we had conversations back and forth, and she said she finally told me that she had seen my work and that she would like me to audition. for the show, and I said to her that I would love to, but only if I could play her. So that's how it came about.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. Now I got my co-hosts in the building. I know they just salivating to ask some questions. CK, you got any questions for Patrice?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Patrice?
Hi, CK. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for coming on. It's great to have you here. I did catch the thing as well. I love the show. And my first question is, was there ever a character in your whole career that you found a difficult time to really get into, but eventually you made the character comfortable to your extent?
I believe the Zane part of Patience was the most difficult part of my transition in acting, only because, you know, there's some things that you want to keep in your bedroom. So that was a little difficult for me. I'm, you know, from a small town in Texas, I'm a little shy.
Okay. Okay. So now my second question is there anything that you are still wanting to do in your career now that you haven't done yet?
Yes, I would actually love to play a vampire.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I just want to say, Zane, when they do cast you for a vampire film, just know that D. Slate is open to be one of the victims in the movie. Just I'm ready to be a victim. I'm pretty sure other brothers is ready to be victims too. So, you know, I'm ready to be a victim in the movie.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Well, you know, I also have my other co-host, Elio, in the building. Elio, you have any questions for Patrice?
Yeah, I do. How are you doing, Mr. Patrice?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. There's a few questions. CK sort of stole it out of my breath, but it's a different little variation to it. Me being a theater major as well. Do you have a specific process that you go through with embodying these characters that you become? Like, what's that process that you take, and how long does that process take for you to become that character?
Well, I believe that you could probably dub me as more of a method actress. I was taught to break a character down in crop circles. So you start with the main character and you build circles around that character as far as personality and things that are surrounding that character that make her act the way she does. And you give her a backstory, and then you let it live.
Okay, so basically putting like your own twist, your own flavor on a specific character. It's still you, but it's a character through you.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And now, this is my second question. Now, knowing your background, And how you came to be an actress, is there something outside of acting that you wanted to reach out and explore after your acting career or during your acting career? Is there another field that you want to touch and emphasize on?
I actually would love to direct. I'd like to transition into directing because I have I've built a unique eye on, you know, from being an actress. I've built a unique eye about seeing certain ways that a film can go or a story can be told, and that excites me.
Oh, okay. So are you already in process of writing or?
Yes.
I'm
already in the process of writing.
Okay. And one last question, if I must: why a vampire?
I mean, doesn't everybody want to be a bad person at some point? I mean, I've always been drawn into science fiction fantasy and witches and vampires and things like that. I have an overactive imagination, which allows me to do what I do. So I actually love the romanticism around vampires.
Oh, okay. So not more. So the dark and the romantic side of a vampire, you want to experience? Okay. All right.
Yes.
I can respect that.
Well, I can understand that, Patrice. I can, I, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, I write myself, and I've always wanted to be the first black werewolf.
okay, all right.
You know, oh yeah, yeah. And I was thinking about the movie. You know, maybe we can call the movie Brother Moon. You know, something like that. But yeah, yeah. I always wanted to be the first black werewolf. Absolutely.
Would you go around howling?
You know what? I think brothers don't howl. So I think I might beatbox or something like that, you know, just to kind of throw everybody off, you know. Now Patrice, I definitely got some really good questions for you, but I know we have a special co-host in the building with us tonight, Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. Kano, you got any questions for Patrice?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Patrice?
I'm all right. How are you?
All is well over here in Vegas.
HME!
Yeah, HME in the building. I got a question. How would you define your success as actress?
How would I define my success?
Yeah, would it be a big starring role? Would it be, you know, a award? What kind of award? Or, you know?
I mean, everybody wants that big starring role that's going to break them out so that the whole world can connect their name to their face. I mean, that's the aspiration for most actors
that's
and actresses.
Pretty cool.
Thank you. So, you know, as far as being an actress, that's what I want. I want people to be able to connect my name and my face wherever I go.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you another question. My brother wanted me to ask you, how's your love life? Are you single?
I am dating.
There it is.
That's
too fine. That's too fine. I'll feel you. Congratulations to the dude that got you.
Oh, thank you. you know, LA is different. LA is different as far as the dating scene goes.
Oh yeah, that's where I'm from. Yeah, it is different. Very different.
Right. So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I figured, you know, with you doing Zane and the Cinemax show, I figure you probably get that a lot everywhere you go. You know, a lot of brothers. You know, I mean, you know, sometimes people tend to see something on TV and wish it was them. And oh, you know, are you currently single or are you, you know, wondering? You know, I'm pretty sure. You know, you probably get men and women ask you all type of crazy, freaky questions.
You know what the number one question is?
What's the number one question?
Are you really having sex?
Wow.
And no, hey, I'm not really having sex.
Wow. Well, you know, everybody thinks, you know, everybody always used to always assume every time Wesley Snipes did a movie, he was actually having sex in the movie. So, of course, everybody always assumes that when they see something. You know, when they see people acting in a film, well, it looks like they're really having sex. Well, that's the purpose. We want you to think we're actually having sex. So,
right. So that's a good actor or actress,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. 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 Now, Patrice, let me ask you. I hear that you're a supervising producer on the show A Taste of Honey. Tell us a little bit about A Taste of Honey.
A Taste of Honey came from an idea that I love lingerie and I love to be sexy. I love to have little naughty things on underneath whatever I'm wearing. So my people decided that I should have a line. We should create a line together. And that is what A Taste of Honey is. It's a reality show based on me starting this lingerie line and all the ups and downs of getting it moved, pushed forward.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Wow.
I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I also hear that you've completed three sexy photo shoots for some popular men's magazines. May we ask which magazines those are?
No, I'll be posting that pretty soon. I'm not at liberty to release that info yet, but yes, they were very sexy, totally unlike what I'm used to.
All right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I just did my, I was looking at a old photo shoot I did with GQ some years ago. So, you know, I tend to, you know, I mean, I get asked for Playgirl a lot, but I tend to turn them down. I just tell them I don't get down like that. You know,
Playgirl, okay, all right, I see.
Patrice, I turn them down, you know. I mean, I'm working on this film. I said I don't really have time to be, you know, shooting, you know, nude photographs right now. I'm trying to work on Brother Moon. You know, I'm trying to be the first black werewolf, so I tend to not do things like that. But,
hey, that's power in turning them down.
That's right. now, also, I hear there's a web series, The Living Room. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Living Room is about as real as I can get, as close to me as I possibly can get. There's a distinct lack of glamour. It's just like being in someone's living room and observing a moment in time in their life. And that's what the web series is about, a relationship between a woman and a younger man and what happens throughout that.
Okay. Well, you know, is it more of a sitcom type of series or a reality show type series?
It's more of a sitcom. We could actually create it to be a sitcom. We're
right.
Considering that as of right now because it touches something. Like when you watch it, it touches something inside.
All right. Well, I definitely got to I definitely have some some information about I received a link to definitely check it out. I'm gonna definitely take a look at the preview and I heard that it's pretty good, so I'm definitely gonna check it out and
mm-hmm.
I think it's really great that you're doing that because I think what a lot of people don't understand is how powerful the internet is and I think a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of directors and producers and actors and actresses that are creating and starring in so many different web series.
Right.
And that's an easy thing to shoot. Absolutely, and it's just another opportunity for you to show your independent standpoint on your own creativity, and because it seems like not in just music, but in film and television, that a lot of the actors and actresses are trying to stray away from the whole mainstream thing and go independent,
right.
Just to kind of have more creativity on the projects that they work on and more of a say-so on anything that they're creating.
Exactly. And if you create it, you pretty much control the reins.
Exactly. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And, for all those up-and-coming actors and actresses and all those individuals that are listening right now that want a career in acting and are striving, working really hard to be a great actress or a great actor, what advice do you give them?
Go to school. Have something as a foundation before you step into this industry because this industry will break your heart. It will build you up and break your heart, and then you'll have to, like, really look hard at yourself to see if you want to continue. Go to school. Get some sort of foundation to stand on.
And I find it so amazing that you say that because I earlier today I had seen a clip of a Good Morning America interview with the young lady that played Cindy Brady on the Brady Bunch.
Uh-huh.
And she talked about how a lot of people think that just because, you know, the show is still in rotation after all this time and still in syndication after all this time, that she and some of the others are getting paid a lot of money from the residuals of the show, but she says they're not. She says we're really
right.
not. People think that we're living it up and that we're still getting paid from that, but we're not.
Right.
You have to have
something to stand on.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, because people think that some of the actors and actresses are, you know, from a lot of those popular shows are really living it up and still getting paid from some of those things, but they're really not. And some of the situations is really sad, you know, because of how unfairly of a deal that they received or the treatment that they received, after the show was off air, and a lot of the money that may be made from the show is really not going towards them, but, you know, to other individuals.
Exactly, and more times than not, that is the situation with an actor or actress that hasn't quite made it yet. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a dream and you shouldn't pursue it wholeheartedly, but you know, in hindsight, that is what I would tell any young person: get yourself a degree in something, and then go after your dream.
That's
because
real.
Not only is that going to build you up, you can use that in your craft. But you'll have something, you know, when the ride is over, you'll have something to hold you up.
No doubt. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I think that that is definitely a foundation that many up-and-coming actors and actresses need to stand on. And hopefully they take heed to it, and hopefully they're definitely listening to it right now. Do you have any movie projects coming up? I hear you may have two movie projects that you're going to be working on.
Yes, they're both going to take me out of L.A., so one is going to take me out of the country. One's called The Moor, and one's called Bloodlines.
Okay. Now, are we talking, now the films, are we talking more mainstream with some very popular actors and actresses, or are we talking more indie-type films?
No, we're talking mainstream, so we're still in the process of building those productions right now.
Now, are there any plots or synopsis for these two films? Bloodlines sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, Bloodlines is actually it's based on a woman who was made into a vampire.
There it is.
Yes, so she's pretty much trying to figure out her life.
Okay.
So, and it's based in a Louisiana type setting. So, I guess you would call her Creole or, you know, she's a mixed mulatto.
Mm-hmm. And, Creole. Creole women get a bad rap in Louisiana, I'm telling you. You know, talking voodoo now, vampires. I mean, they're getting a bad rap in New Orleans.
Let me tell you what, New Orleans was one of my favorite places to be because as soon as I got off the plane, I felt the there's like a contrast between life and death that you immediately feel there, and it's amazing.
Oh wow! Well, I hear that. I have some friends and family that live there, and they said that it's nothing like anywhere else that you've been. When you come there, the atmosphere and the people is just because the culture is, you know, it's so multi, it's so multicultural, it's so many different walks of life. And it's they said it's kind of refreshing.
It is. It's lovely. And the French Quarter, I will go there to write anytime.
Wow, okay. Now these two films are in the works. Are these something that's we're gonna be looking at in the next year or two?
Yeah, they're in the works. We should be shooting them relatively soon, and they should be out in the next year or two.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. CK, you got any closing comments for Patrice?
I just say good luck on to the movies that you're planning to work on. I just want to see if I can audition for the one guy to get bit somehow or another. Play out way you go from getting that hunger.
How's your neck arch?
There it is. Leo, you have any closing comments for Patrice?
I just want to wish you the best in the furtherment of your career. And hopefully the just dating thing will come more and more intimate for you because I know it's probably hard maintaining one with the lifestyle and everything like that. I look forward to seeing these two new pieces. Oh, but quick question. You said it was one outside the country, the movie. Where would that be located? Probably not Bloodline, but what's the next one?
More.
The Moor is going to be shot in somewhere like Jordan. We've been talking about Jordan, so.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best and safe travels. You know.
Thank you very much, Elio. Thank you.
And Kano, you got any closing comments for the truth?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what would be your best advice for up-and-coming actors and actresses to get out there and start getting some experience under their belt?
My best advice for actors and actresses that are starting, pick and choose your roles wisely. But just put yourself out there. Get your headshots, you know, figure out what the business of acting is first. Because if you know the business, then you can proceed in a straight line versus all over the place.
Thank you. Take care. Much success to you. We'll be definitely checking you out over here.
HME Radio, know that.
Thank you, Kato.
I just want to say, first and foremost, Patrice, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Absolutely. Like I said, I love your work. I've seen your work, and I absolutely love it. I think you're an incredible actress, and I definitely can't wait to see you in your vampire role.
Thank you.
But definitely, we had an amazing time with you tonight. We absolutely love having you on the show, and we invite you to come back and talk to us again, especially when some of the movies that you're working on come out. We would love to talk to you about that. And I always like to extend this all our guests on the D-Hour Show. As far as we're concerned, the D-Hour Show is now your home. You're welcome anytime. Stop by and talk to us about anything that you're doing or working on, and the door is always open for you.
Thank you very much. I would love to come back to the D-Hour Show.
Absolutely, and like I said, when we start working on Brother Moon, I would definitely give you a call and let you know that we've got it going, and the first black werewolf will be out there.
I hear you. Let's break some barriers. Come on.
So and just let everybody know, when you hear beatboxing, that means the brother werewolf is around somewhere.
all right.
And I just want to tell you to you have a blessed night, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's the Tuesday spot. That was the gorgeous Miss Patrice Fisher joining us. Incredible actress, wonderful woman. Had an incredible time with her. Right now, we're gonna take a quick hit break because, the D-Poetry spot going to be popping. We got some poetry coming up. My man Flipside going to be joining us. Brother got poetry knowledge. Got my girl Lakeisha Renee going to be joining us in a little bit. So sit back and relax. Your boy D. Slate, CKLEO. My man Kano the Pyro from HME Radio, broadcasting from Vegas. That's how you do it.
Yes, sir.
We getting it in tonight, no doubt. It's my man Calvin Richardson. With You're So Amazing. Right here on the D-Hour Show. Let's go.
I done been to the river, swam up the stream. Stood on the mountaintop, I swear and lean. Like Martin Luther said, girl, I had a dream. But I never stopped loving you, girl.
loving me.
Oh, no, 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 no,
welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Block Talk Radio. It's your boy, Big Slate. Got CK and Ellie on the building. My brothers, my co-hosts. We're getting in tonight. It's the brothers of the D Hour Show on tonight, playing the hits. That was Latasha, formerly of the group Escape, with her hit single, Bad Timing. And speaking of Latasha, for those that don't know, make sure you tune in this Thursday for Celebrity Thursday. Me and my man, Ellie O, is going to be getting it in on Celebrity Thursday this Thursday. We're going to be talking to Latasha, formerly of the group Escape, as well as Nikki Gilbert from the group. You guys may have remembered the group Brownstone. She was in that group, and she's also in the new up-and-coming reality show R&B Divas with Faith Evans, Monifa, Kiki Wyatt, and herself. In this new series that's actually going to start on Monday. So make sure you guys definitely check it out. We're going to be talking with Nikki and Latasha this Thursday, Celebrity Thursday, so make sure you guys definitely check it out. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some deep poetry spots. So first and foremost, let me introduce my guest, my boy. We've had him on the show many times before, and he's rocked the house every single time. I've seen him perform live. One of the most incredible poets I've seen. It's my man, Flip Side, in the building. Flip, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, D Slate? I'm chilling. I appreciate that those nice words there.
Absolutely, Flip. And my man CK and my man Leo are both poets, so I know they're definitely going to enjoy this. But I got to tell the truth, Flip. You're probably one of the most dynamic and incredible poets that I've seen out there. That's why I love having you on the show. But I also, bro, I want to invite you, and I know CK and Leo was going to be on with me September 18th, bro, on the D Hour Show. We got a big poetry showcase, a poetry show, and we're going to have some amazing poets on. We're going to be bringing back some of the celebrity poets that we've had on. And, bro, I would love to invite you to that.
Word, September 18th. I'm here.
I would love to invite you to that here on the show. Man, we got an incredible poet showcase that's going to be going on. We got a lot of poets that's going to be on rocking the house, man, and dropping some poet knowledge. So I would definitely love to have you on with us.
That's what's up. I appreciate the offer.
No doubt, no doubt. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Poetry Spot right here on the D Hour Show. I'm going to pass the mic to my man, Flipside, so he can hit you with the first piece.
Thank you, brother. I'm working on a new book, and in my new book, I've decided I'm going to do more poignant pieces that can change the way people think. Not as if I wasn't trying to do that before, but this is more of a dedication to it. And this is the first piece. It's called Single Father's Day. I am not a father. I just want to put that out there right now. I am not a father, but I respect those who do the job.
And this is.
This is the first piece. She said she'd only seen it once in a movie. In 1991, I contend it happens all the time. And though there are many boys in the hood, Furious Styles is not the only father there. Yes, daddy issues do exist, maybe even persist, but please resist the temptation to accuse all black fathers of felonious absenteeism. Because if you do, then you're missing the point. Let's stop talking about those who don't care and start talking to those who do. Praise the chosen few, make others envious of what they do. Because there's nothing a good father won't do for his son, even if the mother ain't the one. Love shall overcome, but our children shouldn't have to. It's our jobs to make do. Fatherhood is not about the car you drive. It's about the diapers you provide, the time you divide between your kids. Don't think of them as 18-year bids. They are your seeds, and your time is like sunshine. Your knowledge is the key to unlock their minds. Even if you don't know what you're doing, that's better than not doing anything at all. She said she'd only seen it once. In a movie in 1991, I contend it happens all the time. And I've seen plenty of good daddies on their grind, working their asses off to allow their children to shine on their own, but never alone. The media would have you believe they're all lazy and shiftless when they're more likely to be crazy because unemployment has left them shiftless. 14% and rising, so it's not really surprising that some would resort to a hustle to feed their kids. More children die from hunger than have ever died from SIDS, and still more live on, but are starved for attention, taking the problem to another whole dimension, struggling with gang violence or a corrupt penal system. The problem's so plentiful I can't even list them. And still, these fathers march on, protecting their namesakes, while justice eludes them with head fakes and body shakes and laws designed specifically to incarcerate their young. The single father stands defiantly like, yeah, come and get some. She said she'd only seen it once in a movie. In 1991, I contend it happens all the time. And black women, it's time to redefine your image of a good father. Because you know a deadbeat won't even bother to try. So don't stomp on the fellas that do, taking them to court for money you think is due, when you know they don't have it. Creating more havoc than good, more damage than a Miami teen rocking a hood at night. Try as you might, it's harmful to a psyche. You need to do the right thing like my man Spike Lee. Children can't raise children, so elevate from this and try to work together to everyone's benefit. Some of the blame is yours if your baby daddy ain't shit. Relationships do end. It is what it is. But your offspring are a blessing, so don't punish your kids by riding their fathers right out of their lives, singing like Donna Summer, I will survive, thinking you've won. This isn't a game. Everybody loses. It's really a shame that you don't know that. You're raising a child and can't figure out why your son is so wild. Two parents are better than one, in more cases than not. So let's hear it for the guys who have stood up and fought to stay in the lives of the children they bear and show them every day that we really do care. Buy them a drink, a card, or maybe a meal. And maybe society changes, only time can reveal. She said she'd only seen it once in a movie in 1991. I contend it happens all the time.
I gotta give you that, Flip. You already know how I feel. I'm gonna go to my man CK. CK, your thoughts, bro.
I was deeply moved, being a father, and then going through having my trials and tribulations with the mother of my child. And, you know, we have our good days as well. But that was really, it was really deep and touching. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
For sure, man. I just, you know what? I was on the bus, and I was riding the bus one day, and my man came up to me, and he was like, hey, man, I know you. I see you on stage and everything. He's like, I'd like to get up on stage, but I don't know how to do that. But I just want to say that a lot of fathers don't get respect. We always talk about the single mothers this, single mothers that. Sometimes the single mothers, I mean, the mothers be jacking around the single fathers. And I was like, okay, I'm going to write a piece about it. And he was like, okay, word. And he didn't believe I was going to do it because I'm not a father. but I sent him the piece after I wrote it, and he was like, that's what's up. So that's why I wrote that piece.
I like that. Leo, your thoughts, bro.
Oh yeah, I definitely commend you for your courage on taking that risk and putting your view on a single father. I'm not a single father myself. You know, I had the mother of my child. We're still together and we're still, you know, doing our thing. But it is definitely big ups to you for taking that approach, because one of the things you said was, even though you may not know how to do it, because I don't think no one knows exactly how to be a parent for the first time, and it's just trying and doing, because your presence, it means everything to that child. It's just like you said, they're sunshine. You know, you never know how much joy you bring your child when you're just present, even though if you're not even doing much besides being there, you know. It's a big thing for me, you know, because I'm still learning. I got my first child now, so.
That's what's up.
No doubt.
Appreciate it.
No doubt. Flip, you got one more for us, bro?
I got one more. Now that I did something for the fellas, I got to do one for the females.
No doubt. No doubt. I'm going to pass the mic, ladies and gentlemen, to my man Flip Sides on the Deep Poetry Spot. Go ahead, Flip.
Thank you, brother. This is dedicated to my girlfriend. This piece is called It Must Be She. The movement of her hair washes my pain away, sweeping away dead feelings of angst and guilt. Her melody smooths the rough notes of my past into a cosmic hum. I want some of her song smiles. It's been a while since my heartbeat danced so innocently. It must be she. She twists my intentions like follicles, enters my being through every molecule because she matters, elevates my status like ladders even when I'm just sitting at home. I'm never alone with my thoughts. It must be she. She is amazing to me, graciously attentive to me and all my needs, and my soul bleeds for her spirit. I'm her banging beat. She's my old school lyric. Together we bebop into a hip-hop classic, sheet music inscribed in her essence, staying in tune with my resonance. It must be she. My wandering mind pauses on her smiling lips. Her curvy hips shimmy down the eyelids of my dream state. My fate is sealed when my mouth is open to gasp for air. If this is the end of me, I don't care. It must be she. When I have fallen, she covers my wounds with love, wraps my scars like a glove, and brings me back to life. No more strife, just my blissful existence remains. She tells me everything will be okay. I believe because I love. It must be she.
Let me give him some of this. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that's how the ladies are feeling right now, Flip. I gotta say, I know your woman is proud for you to write in an interesting piece like that for the ladies. And I know how it goes. I know as a poet, a spoken word artist, and I know Elio and CK can amend to this. Like, you know, when you're writing poetry, you know, you're dropping all this science, and you're dropping all this knowledge in the positive poetry that you're writing, and then, you know, your woman comes, well, baby, did you write a piece about me? And you thinking like, damn, who's she going to say that? I knew she was going to say that. Yeah, baby, I'm working on the piece right now. Just give me a couple of days, and I'll do it for you. You know, so it's like they assume automatically as a poet that you're going to be writing some poetry about them, but I can definitely appreciate that, though. I can appreciate that.
That's right. Well, one day I was just sitting at home, and I was watching Brown Sugar, the movie Brown Sugar.
Oh, that's
and they was right, and they were talking about how they were comparing hip-hop to love and whatever, and I was like, that's dope. I like that. So I was sitting around, and I was like, it must be she kept going through my mind, and I was trying to figure out, well, what is it about her that's important to me? And then this is what came out. And so that's where it is.
No doubt, bro. Phenomenal as always, Flip, man. Like I said before, you know, the D Hour Show is your home, bro. You're welcome here anytime. And like I said, September 18th, man, when me and CK Leo host this huge D Hour Show poetry radio showcase, man, we definitely want to have you involved in that.
I'm down.
No doubt.
I got plenty of other pieces to put out.
Oh, I know you.
Like
do. I know how you get down. I know you got more. I know you got more for us. So I definitely can't wait to check it out. CK, you got to close the comments for my man Flipside.
It's a blessing to have you on the show again. I'm glad I got to hear you spit. I just want to know, or are you planning to come to the St. Louis area anytime soon?
You know what? I was just in St. Louis. I'm not kidding. I was just in St. Louis for your Fringe Fest. I was out there for the Fringe Festival you guys put on in.
Okay. Wow. I missed it because I had a lot of the stuff going on. Wow. You're going to have to come back. Mhm. Yeah. Spit some more knowledge and share sharing your words with my people here. It'd be great to have you here.
No doubt. It looks like my man Flip, you know, dropped off for a second. Unfortunately, that's what happens. You know, with these cricket and you know, that's what happens. It's all good though. My bros know it's all good. It's all good. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna keep it popping. We're gonna keep it moving on the Deep Poetry Spot. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, she is a mother, she's a wife, she's an author, you know, she's a poet. Right now I'd like to introduce our next poet for the Deep Poetry Spot, the beautiful Miss Lakeisha Renee. Hello, Lakeisha.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, and yourself?
We're good. We're good. First and foremost, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot on the D Hour Show tonight. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about your writing and what inspired you to write.
I'm sorry, you said tell me. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said, well, tell us a little bit about your writing and what inspires you to write.
Okay, well, I've been writing for over 15 years, and just life itself inspired me to write, just going through different things, watching TV, the news, seeing different people go through different situations. So pretty much just life itself.
All right. And I know a lot of people have so many different life experiences that gives them, and that's what I love about poets so much, because they take experiences and they take life and, you know, and they bring it to life, you know, with just a pen and some paper and beautiful words. And it just, it brings out that drama. It brings out that, that sadness, that happiness, and all those emotions that go along with living life. And, that's one of the things I love so much about spoken word artists and poets. So with that being said, we definitely can't wait to hear your two pieces tonight. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic, ladies and gentlemen, to Miss Lakeisha for the Deep Poetry Spot, and she can give us her first piece.
Okay. The first piece is called Devilish Child. Demented minds, thuggish ways, improper talking, uneducated, blunt rolling, weed smoking, high school dropout, no respect having, sluggish walking, pants sagging low, street running, corner standing, whip driving, street racing, accident causing, pistol toting, territory claiming, innocent bystander hitting, penitentiary or grave bound, devilish child, sexing whoever, whenever, wherever, unprotected, damn well knowing another life they can't afford. Father or mother, they're not ready to be yet. HIV, AIDS, and STDs. Yes, they're real. Ego too big. The doctor is the least of their friends. You devilish child, look around. Friends dying from overdoses, suicides, and gunshot wounds. Others receiving crazy penitentiary sentences, life, or maybe death. Not too late to change paths. Start with yourself. Stop following the next. Their footsteps you truly don't want to walk in. Be a leader. Make yourself, mama and daddy proud. Stand up. Become God's child. That piece is called Devilish Child. That's actually in Writings on the Wall, a collection of poetry that I wrote.
Well, I want to, I can't give you right now, but I'll give you some of this stuff.
Okay.
You know, it's a reception right now. We definitely giving out applause for free.
All right.
But I love that piece. That was a wonderful piece. I absolutely enjoyed that. Leo, your thoughts, bro?
Definitely blunt, you know, close cut, straight to the point, direct. I like it. I like it. I definitely want to hear more. And I see your gaze, and I can't wait to hear the second piece to see where you go with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
CK, what your thoughts, bro?
You know, Leo he was thinking my thoughts, but I really loved it. It was really neat. I'm looking forward to the next piece. So.
And without further ado, the brothers is looking forward to Lakeisha's next piece. So on the Deep Poetry Spot, I'm going to pass the mic back to her. It's Miss Lakeisha Renee.
All right, here I go. This piece is called Learning to Live. In a world of turmoil and sin, following men, the footsteps of the wrong man, because the woman wasn't enough of a man, the streets of the men, evaded police, eluded the pen, picked up the pencil, made writing a friend, can tell a life story with two clips, 30 words, and a spare to bury you with, the words once spit, read them and reap, dead on arrival, that lifestyle one rethinks, can't continue to do the things once did, consequences are real, got friends in the cemetery, penitentiary, and straight, going on that lane, no more living to learn, gotta learn how to live, friends thought to be real, turned out fake, thanks to the streets, they taught them to leap like a frog, from gold to gold, no need to fold, we'll leave a story end untold, future too bright, going to shine like a star, no more living to learn, gotta learn how to live, that's it.
Learn how to live. Let me give her some of this. You have some great poetry. I would love to take a book. Your other writing, and I think that you're a great poet. And we would love to definitely have you back on the Deep Poetry Spot with us again.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'd love to come back.
Oh, absolutely. And dropping that, I like to call it flame poetry. That's the type of poetry that when you read it, it just hits the soul. And I call it flame. That's the type of poetry because, sometimes when some people read things and cite things, sometimes I had some poets on the show that was kind of monotone, so you couldn't really feel what they were saying. But I love when we have poets on the show and you can absolutely feel what they're talking about, and you can almost kind of see the visual picture of the speaker talking about them. And that's what I call incredible poets. I definitely think you have some great poetry and some things. And I know you probably set LEO and CK Soul on fire. So, brothers, just drink water. Okay. So, just grab some of that.
I got a bucket of ice right here, you know.
I know CK, he likes to do the right thing like Spike Lee. So, cubes, going on. So, that's what's up, CK. I appreciate that. But, Lakeisha, thank you so much for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot, and you're always welcome to definitely come back and spit some more poetry with us again.
All right. Thank you.
It's the Deep Poetry Spot, brothers. It looks like my man Flip, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? I realized that my last answer was cut off when you asked me about St. Louis.
Oh, no doubt. I know CK's, he kept on going. He kept on talking, and, it was almost like he was still on the line with him. I know how it goes. My cricket tend to be like that, too, so I can't even trip. But, CK definitely kept him moving, though. But, Flip, I'm glad you're on, Flip. I want to ask you this real quick, because I know, like, myself and the brothers that are on with me, you're also a connoisseur of hip hop, and I know,
yes,
quite a bit of hip hop as well.
Big ups! Hold on a second. Big ups to Lakeisha because that was some good poetry she was just doing.
No doubt.
That's what's up. I just wanted to say that.
Oh, no doubt. Your thoughts, bro, on hip hop, on the type of hip hop we used to listen to, and the type of hip hop that's being here. Mainstream radio. Your thoughts on the hip hop man and spewed right now on radio.
I think that the problem that I have with hip hop today is that we don't have a wide range of different types of hip hop. We hear it, and if you are fortunate enough to have a computer that you can, check out different things, there are so many amazing artists out there that do things other than the mainstream stuff that we hear on the BS radio, as I like to call it. But we just don't hear enough of the good stuff. You know, back in the day, we had Public Enemy would be get airplay and people who were given thoughtful, you know, Guru and all these people that were doing thoughtful things, De La Soul. Now, all we hear is Trivial Bull on the radio, and I'm not down with that. So I end up listening to, you know, Pandora or radio stations like your own on online, because I can actually hear a variety of things that I want to hear. And that's the problem I have.
And I agree, bro, and I'm glad you said it like that. I agree that hip-hop has lost its creativity. It's lost its originality. It's lost its positivity. And it's all about how many records they can sell. And regardless of what the subject matter is, it's just all about the money and the record sales. And they're taken away from the essence of real hip-hop and music. So hopefully we can get back there again. And I think you're right. Internet and what we do and some of the other internet radios is the new radio and it's the next radio. And mainstream radio is going to be obsolete soon. So, you know, all those artists out there that do have real hip-hop and that do produce real hip-hop, definitely – you know, talk to us because we're all about getting you on the air. We're all about playing your music. I'm all about originality and personality and positivity in music. So definitely talk to your boy and we'll definitely get it on. I mean, that without a doubt. Leo, did you have any thoughts from before you got cut off?
Oh, I definitely did. I kind of lost track, but I hope to see you on the September 18th for our show, the Big Poetry Show. You know, it definitely will be good to hear a few more pieces from you and see where you wanted to go with that. And also, with your poetry, is there somewhere you want to take your poetry? Is it do you want to go in the mainstream view, or you kind of want to keep it low key?
No, I'd love to be in the mainstream if the mainstream will allow me to be me. And that's the most important part of the whole journey is I have to be me. I'm not going to fit into somebody's box because I like to do things that shock people, but in a good way. You know, where they like I have this poem with the name Flipside. There's so many things I can do and get away with that people will be like, oh, that's just Flipside. So I have a few poems where I start out with this nice, lovey kind of whatever, and all of a sudden it turns into something that makes you think, or like, wow, I didn't see that coming. But the whole point is to get you to hear all the way through, and then at the end you're like, oh, that he taught me something, but I didn't know I was being taught. And so that's kind of the point. So I'd love to be mainstream, but if I have to change what I do to be it, it's not going to happen.
Okay, so how are you marketing yourself right now?
I'm working on my website. As a matter of fact, my website is flipsidepoetry.com. I'm working on it right now, probably a couple of weeks before I have it done the way that I want it. And so that's what I'm doing. But also just selling out the trunk, you know, that kind of thing. I go to poetry spots and open mics, even musical open mics. I go to them and spit poetry, and they're like, okay, you can't do that here. I say, okay, give me a beat. I'll still do the poetry. so you know what I mean? So I just try to get
That's
it out.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, because I want people to be encouraged that we can change the world, but we have to do it together. You know what I mean? So that's the bottom line.
Okay. I look forward to hearing more from you.
No doubt.
No problem. And, go to my Facebook and check out my Facebook. I put some things on my Facebook. I write poems and put them in notes and stuff. My Facebook is Robert Flipside Daniels. So that's my actual name. And obviously Flipside is not my name. My mama didn't call me that. But but Robert Daniels is my name. So just look me up.
Okay, look for an ad from Leo Optimistic. I'll send your invite.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
No
St.
doubt.
St. Louis is the shit, too. I just wanted to say that out loud. I had a lot of fun in St. Louis. So I just wanted to say that out loud. And
wait,
I went to a poetry
just...
spot. I went to a poetry spot in St. Louis, and they shut it down. It was hot. I can't remember the name of it because I'm old. But
was it Legacy Books and Cafe?
Was it where?
Was it Legacy Books and Cafe?
There you go, Legacy. The Legacy Cafe. It was hot.
Yeah. It's always going down over there.
Yeah.
I should have a picture on my Facebook with all of us standing in front of the Legacy Cafe. It was a lot of fun.
CK said it goes down. I think the last time he performed there, he got so wild, he got butt naked on him. So I don't know, Flip.
I didn't get butt naked on him, but we showed him how Phoenix does it. That's what we
did. That's real. That's real. Hey, Flip. Well, Flip, bro, I want to thank you so much for joining us, man. It's always a blessing, man, a pleasure to have you on the show with us. And, again, Flip, you're always welcome to the show, man. You can stop by any Tuesdays, man, when we dropping poetry. Man, we have incredible poets on all the time. You want to come by, Flip, you're welcome anytime, bro.
I appreciate it, brother. And I'm going to listen on Thursday when you have Latasha on, too. I want to hear that.
For sure. You already know, Flip. We're getting it in with him. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in with him. Absolutely.
That's what's cracking. I appreciate you, brother.
All right, bro. Have a blessed night.
Thank you. Peace.
Take care.
No doubt. It's the boys in the building. D Slay, CK, LEO. We getting it in right now, ladies and gentlemen. We getting down for the wind down right now. CK, you got anything you want to talk about before we flow up out of here real quick?
I'm still tripping off old boy in the head, but you know, that's like.
Oh, you're talking about old Chad Johnson. I don't know, man. I don't know what's wrong with that cat, man. I feel like, you know, it's just it was a dumb move, you know. I mean, first of all, the dude changed his name and then changed it back. That right there tells you right there the mental stability. But I just feel like, you know, this cat you signed, you know, very talented wide receiver, very talented. You signed with the Miami Dolphins. You know that you're representing these dudes, man. Come on now. You know you're representing these cats. And then you get into some domestic violence with your wife. And then, you know, so now the Dolphins got to drop you because it's been made public. You know, it's been a spectacle. It's been made public. Now they got to drop you. And you just signed with them, you know, some months ago. So now they got to drop you. Now your wife is about to drop you. It's like, so was it, you know, the question is, was it all worth it?
It's the power of the
sea. Exactly. You know, was it all worth it? You know, you don't have your wife no more. You're not with the Dolphins no more.
After 41 days of marriage, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with these cats, man. 72 days, 41 days. I mean, ain't nobody thinking about years no more.
It's amazing where a female can really take you mentally. To want to do that. You just look at Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. It's something must have been done to take a man to that extent. It just doesn't happen.
And I agree with you, Elio, bro. I agree with you. I think that, yeah, we all know as men, all the men out there know that, you know, women can push your buttons. They can push your buttons because they're emotional. And, they're emotional beings. They're emotional people. And so they can push your buttons, but as a man, you have to decide. As a man, you decide how you deal with your buttons being pushed and how you go about dealing with that. Now, whether or not you want to deal with it in a logical manner, or you're going to go the ignorant route and deal with it in a physical manner. Personally, I deal with it in a logical, more psychological manner, but that's just me. You know,
I know my brothers
get down like that too. So, you know, I think that men, we have to think, you know, we're logical creatures, man. So you got to start thinking more on a logical aspect and just say, okay, she's trying to come at me like that. Okay, let me just calm myself down first. And here, look, you know, we'll talk about this later.
We're kind of taking that step at a time.
We're both upset right now. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of leave it be. You know, so, you know, definitely hope my man get it together. I know another team is going to pick him up. But, you know, I hope he get his life back in order after this whole situation and get back on track again. You know, and for us to continue to know you as Chad Johnson, just continue to be Chad Johnson. You know, don't change your name, you know, to Chad Orange and Blue Shirt or, you know, Chad, you know, Cupcake or, you know, whatever you do, you know, whatever you come up with you want to change it to. Let's keep Johnson, man. Johnson is your surname. Let's just keep that. You know what I'm saying?
No Chad Diesel.
Right. Let's just keep the surname. You know, if you're going to change your name, if you're going to go with the name changing, you know, you might as well call yourself Chad Kunta Kinte. Just keep your name, brother. Keep your name. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you were born with, that's what you need to keep. But, again, we had a wonderful show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, the Tuesday spot. Make sure you guys your head Wednesday tomorrow with L1 and Amber and RC and my CK ain't gonna be able to join us on Thursday because you know he's taking care of some business. But make sure you guys, you know, me and Leo will be in the building this Thursday on Celebrity Thursday, and we're gonna be getting it in with Latasha from Escape and as well as Nikki Gilbert from the new show R&B Divas. So make sure you guys definitely check that out. And of course, me and Leo will be getting it in again on Saturday for Indie Up Saturday. So just make sure you guys, you know, sit back and, you know, enjoy the rest of your night. I want to thank a special thanks for Miss Patrice Fisher for joining us tonight. Special thanks to my man Flipside, my girl Lakeisha Renee for joining us on the Deep Poetry Spot. And we got some other incredible shows coming up in the coming weeks and coming months. I guarantee you guys are going to love it. So please enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, and we will see you guys tomorrow on Wednesday. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night, and always, as always, be blessed.
Deuces.
Good night, everybody.
Tell me who the hottest in town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the Starship, the hottest station show. I love the underground artists. Yeah.